we're going to have some live music today. And I'm very, very excited to be welcoming Humbird back to WTIP. We've got Siri Unlin here and Pat Keen and Pete Questfeld. I hope I got that
so
right.
So close.
And they're going to be up here, and they're playing tomorrow night at Papa Charlie's for the ski party festival, and that's going to be starting tonight, and then it goes tomorrow. You can catch them at 9 p.m. So thank you guys for coming in. How are you doing?
Doing well.
1, 2, 3, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some team building.
1, 2, 3.
In. 1, 2, 3.
Great.
Oh, crap.
Well, this is always so good to be hearing your music and having some live music up here. So remind me, are all three of you from Minneapolis or thereabouts?
Yeah, around.
Around, yeah. Pat.
I'm from Wisconsin. Yeah. I like to make that known sometimes.
Okay, cool. Where in Wisconsin?
Eau Claire.
Excellent town.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
This is, I know Siri's been up here before. Is this your first time playing Papa Charlie's up in Houston?
Yeah.
Okay.
We played right across the street here, actually.
At Wonder Bar Eatery.
Last
summer.
In Campground.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Many moons ago with that great stage there. Well, I'm really excited that you're up here because there's the new album which is out, which is Pharmacon, that I'm really a big fan of. So what can you tell me about this album, Siri?
It's an album that we made. It came out in August, and we've been touring pretty hard since then. It's been really fun to play this music for people all over. We've gotten to be in different corners of the country, and it feels like it resonates in different ways in different places. Mm. So that's been pretty cool to just see and to play with Peter Quersfeld and Pat Keen, two of my best buds and favorite musicians. Feel really lucky. So
did I say that there was kind of like a theme to it about like mythological women in America or something along
yeah.
that lines?
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't really an intentional theme, but all the songs that ended up on the record do reference like a myth or a folktale or a fairy tale of some sort. Eve from the Book of Genesis ends up in there, and a lot of it is exploring how those sorts of narratives could be used as a vehicle to talk about stuff that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. So, very cool. Did you have to like research any like different cultures or stuff, or did you already have a good mythological knowledge?
I really love mythology and folklore. I kind of stuck to my own cultural heritage when it comes to the stories that I was using to write these songs. So there's a lot of Northern European heroines that people might recognize, and I grew up in a Lutheran house, so the Bible is a collection of stories I know fairly well, so I often draw on that when songwriting too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Humbird is joining us right now here on the Scenic Route. Let's start out with a song.
Cool. This first song that we're gonna do is called Eve Boards a Train. Take your rib back
for which I never asked. It was not my failure, it was your wrath. On the train and off again, the metal tracks do not pretend to be wings, and still the wind, where it goes and where it's been tugging on my sleeve.
That's Humbird with Eve Boards a Train. You can find that one on their album Pharmacon, and you can catch them tomorrow at 9 p.m. at Papa Charlie's at Lutzen. And phone is already ringing off the hook. That, I mean, I hope that's a good thing because people are liking the music. That was a great one. I remember last time you were here, Siri, you mentioned that you took, much like the Eve in the song, you took a long train ride around the country.
Yeah, a little over a year ago, I took the train from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon, and played shows along the way with a couple other artists. And we stopped in schools and national parks and learned a lot about the history of the train and the landscapes it passed through. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting what you said about how these songs kind of hit differently in different parts of the country. What did you mean by that?
Oh, I mean, that's like such a deep hole to go down. I feel like in a cool way, I could talk about that for hours, but it is pretty interesting to just hear what people say after the shows, like what they bring up or how they felt about a certain song. In the Midwest, audiences tend to like listen closely and be really polite and have nice things to say afterwards. And we went to Appalachia this fall, and people were just so much rowdier in the places where we played, and we had a great time. It was so fun, but the feeling in the room was just wildly different than the place where we call home. So it's cool to just kind of feel how a song sits in a space. And
yeah.
I mean, we're lucky. We get to play a lot of house shows and intimate like art spaces and small theaters. So like often we can talk to a lot of the people who come to the show afterwards and like really hear about what's going on in their lives and in their part of the world. So it's a cool little window.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
MVP, Jeff coming in here with the water, by the way.
Thanks, Jeff.
Also,
thank you, Jeff.
Pete, I think you might be the only person that we've ever had here who is playing drums and keyboard at the same time. and also doing some like full-blown Foley action with every time I turned left, he had a new thing in his hand, and it was amazing.
Yeah, Pete's got a lot going on over there.
Yeah, cool.
People should come. Oh, well, you could see it at Papa Charlie's tomorrow night if you wanted to.
A person could.
Quite something.
You don't want to miss this.
Have you been playing percussion with the number of different bands, or how long have you been playing with Humbert here?
Well, I've been playing with Humbert for a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. I joined in 2017. And yeah, basically rehearsed with Siri, and a couple days later was asked to go out on tour for a whole month. So I just kind of jumped in the car, and it's been awesome.
That's really not an exaggeration. We had one practice and then went out for a beer, and I was like, so how do you feel about getting in a tour van for 4 weeks with people you don't know? And Pete was down miraculously.
Just good with whatever. That's so good.
But yeah, it's a great ensemble. And you know, Pat and I both have our own projects. We both compose music and record and tour and play stuff. So
yeah, Pat slid me a CD like seconds before we went on the air here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Pat, what's your story? What's your songwriting background and bass?
Well, yeah, I started playing bass when I was upright bass when I was 14, and then just like did it all the time.
Yeah, cool.
I went to school with it. Went to school for it, and then I met Siri in 2014, I think, and we did some recording for another project that she was a part of. And then it became sort of morphed into what Humbert is now about 2.5 years ago. So I've kind of been here since you've been back.
Yeah. We moved back to the Midwest in 2014.
Moved back to the Midwest. Yeah.
Sweet.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Humbert is joining us right now on the air. They're going to be playing at Papa Charlie's at 9 PM on Saturday. Let's do another song.
Cool. This next one is called Persephone. Pat's way better at remembering set lists than I am. When the fog lifts, are you afraid to drift back into it like a ghost? Haunted by the things you missed, a meadow. Girl picking flowers, I need a nap and a tall glass of water. Surface now from the underground. Time goes quick, we better make it count. The morning mist and the stars, the sunshine found and kissed, can't resist. The hungry swallow day insists on shadow, and so we learn to fear the darkness.
Persephone from Humbird here live on WTIP on the Scenic Route, and that one's from the album Pharmacon, and you can catch them 9 p.m. tomorrow at Papa Charlie's. Another mythological woman in that song. I don't know the story of Persephone. Is she like Hades' wife or daughter?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great story, and there's a lot of different interpretations of it, but the Spark Notes version is that Persephone is a maiden and she's picking flowers in a field when Hades sees her, and he kidnaps her and he takes her to the underworld and he makes her his wife. And there's like a whole kerfuffle trying to get her back from the underworld, but she eats like a pomegranate seed. And so she can never come back fully. And she spends half the year in the underworld and half the year in the land of the gods, the Olympus zone, I think. I'm not an expert in Greek mythology, but this story in particular just really bounced around my head for a while, and this song eventually came out.
You got to be careful with those pomegranates.
They really stain.
So this, where did you record Pharmacon? Were you guys on this album as well?
I was, yeah. Pete was sort of after the fact there, but it was at this studio in Eau Claire called The Hive, which is ran by our friend Brian Joseph.
Yeah, and the record is produced by Shane Leonard, who plays a lot of instruments on that album. He does most of the percussion, the synth, some violin, some electric guitar.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, he's really, it's really great to work with him. I feel like he takes the songs I write and listens really closely, and then it's fun to collaborate with him on how to present them to the world via recording. So, yeah.
And I think I saw that you really sought him out to do this record.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to break out of old patterns. I'd been working with close friends up until that point, which I learned a lot from, you know, like recording in closets and kitchens and basements and stuff like that. But I wanted to kind of take the process more seriously and hire people I didn't know and see how that felt different. And so I sent Shane an email out of the blue and he answered, which was awesome. And then we made a record together and we're close friends. I often sleep in his basement on a blow up couch or a blow up mattress and eat breakfast with the whole fam. So it's cool when those random emails turn into deep friendships. I feel really lucky.
Yeah, take chances. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, send emails. Sometimes people
totally
respond.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
That's it. Something, who was it? Was it Wayne Gretzky, like the 100 shots, or was that Michael Jordan or something?
I think it was Gretzky, actually. Okay. Yeah.
That sounds like something he would say.
Yeah. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's
exactly.
It. That was Pat Keene right there. Humbert's with us right now. We got Pat Keene and Siri Unlin, and I'm going to forget his last name
again. It's Kurzfeld.
Kurzfeld.
Peter Kurzfeld.
And he's playing the synth that looks like it's from about 1987, which I appreciate so deeply.
Yes, it's the first sampling keyboard.
84.
Really?
84, yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a look at that after.
Yeah, I'm sure we can play. We can sample your voice.
It's fun. It's pretty fun to play with.
Oh, man. I'm excited. I want to do another song, though, before we get too far.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. This song is called Seashells. Yeah. Pat's going to put down the bass, head on over to the 1984 keyboard.
I'll just do it. A little knee job here.
Probably gonna want to take the other one.
Oh,
I did not realize what that was.
We're doing a microphone rearrangement. Jeff came to the rescue.
There we go.
Thanks, thank Jeff. You, Jeff.
All right, I think we got ourselves
situated. That'd be a good time to let you know that programming on WTIP is funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and Ampers, a network of independent public radio stations throughout the state of Minnesota. Ampers.org. All right.
All right.
Ready to go?
Ready. Mm-hmm. This song is called Seashells. The one you
love isn't me. But I can't remember who I'm trying to be. A seashell is a pretty little thing to hold, till it cracks in your hand, little flecks of gold. Well, if I'm to be the villain here, warn all the people not to come too close. Fragile then and a hazard now. Better run and hide when I come to. I'm coming back to hollow ground, to the place where I burned it down. It was the only way that I knew how, and there is no turning back now. Be my crime, then beneath the mask of the role I play is just another woman wrestling with time. I'm coming back to hollow ground, to the place where I burned it down. It was the only way that I knew how, and there is no turning back now. I'm coming back to hollow ground, to the place where I burned it down. It was the only way that I knew how, and there is no turning back.
There we go. Humbird here with Seashells from Pharmacon, and you can catch them tonight, or not tonight, tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Saturday at Papa Charlie's for part of the Ski Party Festival. Mm-hmm. And yeah, good mic stuff over there. What can you explain what a Pharmacon is if people don't know what that is?
Yeah, it's a word I learned that could mean the poison or the cure, or it's something that could be a poison or a cure. So alcohol is a pharmacon, chemotherapy is a pharmacon. It's sort of this concept that the thing that could cure you could also kill you. And Socrates used it to describe the written word. There are some really old examples of it being used to reference snake venom and like spells and charms and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it just kind of seemed to sum up the record well.
Yeah, it's got a good dichotomy to it.
Yeah, kind of about opposite extremes for sure.
So what is what's the plan for 2020 for Humbird? Is there going to be more touring or music, or what's going on?
Yeah, 2020 is I think we'll be on the road for a lot of it, which we're excited for. We're kind of, at least I'm slowly learning how to do more better and
do
bigger,
more better.
If that makes sense. Yeah, we're still an indie band, so it's a constant process of time, learning how to manage time, learning how to stay healthy, learning how to carve out space to keep writing music and staying engaged with, you know, the whole process of making music and sharing it with people. So I think we're getting better and better at it, and 2020 will be a lot of touring. So yeah, we're excited.
That's totally right. There's got to be so many different headspaces that you got to be in when you're making music. And like you said, you got to stay healthy. You can't like totally kill yourself over it either.
Totally. Yeah. Sometimes you have to strip down and play on a radio, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Sometimes you have to go to...
We've ended up in some really crazy places playing shows. I think because we're a little indie band, but it's delightful, the randomness of it all.
What's a really good one? What's a good random spot you've played?
This is honestly a good one.
Oh, good.
This is such a cool place. Yeah. This is a happy random one.
This is a happy random. Good. Yeah. We get to do some weird curveballs with the set too. So
there's a very distinct memory of like losing service as we were driving up to a show that was taking place in a cave in Rapid City, South Dakota. And we were like, okay, either we're about to like die or this show is going to happen. And it honestly wasn't totally clear which one it was until we started playing. And then it got a little more, I wouldn't say normal, but we were like, okay, it's a show.
You were playing in a cave?
Yeah.
At the mouth of a cave.
Almost in
the cave.
It's awesome. I played there a bunch of times, so I knew it was going to be fine the whole time, but no one believed me.
Yeah, just listen to Pat.
Exactly.
But it's a great spot, and it's like these, I mean, with social media and the way that like the DIY music community works, you can really just, you can tour the country and connect with people who are doing really cool stuff in their corner of the world, and it's kind of miraculous that it works. Like every time we get home from tour, I'm like, I can't believe that worked. Mm-hmm. It's really shocking every time.
We just did that?
Yeah. Like, that actually happened.
Does like having to promote on social media that, I mean, just from being in like an even smaller local band, like that seems exhausting to me already. Like, does that like tear you down, or is it like super important that you keep that up?
I mean, I think if you...
Both.
Yeah, both. Definitely both. I think if you place too much self-worth on those platforms, you're just doomed. I mean, comparison is a really dangerous thing, but we wouldn't be able to tour without Instagram and Facebook because we message on those platforms. That's how we find other bands that we love and play with, you know, in a state we've never been to.
Yeah, we paid for all our followers.
One of those deals. I see how it is.
Yeah. We don't do that, but but it is, it's such, there. Whether it's Spotify or Facebook or SoundCloud, whatever it is, it's all these discovery tools, so I try not to get too jaded about it.
Well, the title track for Farmkind has like 1.5 million hits on Spotify now, I noticed.
I know, I don't
How
actually,
did that happen?
I, no idea. I wish I knew. If I had a formula, I could do it again.
Right.
But yeah, I have no idea. Algorithms, either that
Something
or like my
that.
Grandma got a Spotify account and has been playing
she
it
learned how to
for
hit the repeat
4 months straight.
Humbert is joining us right now on the air. They're playing Saturday night at Papa Charlie's at 9 p.m. You can they'll be there with Charlie Parr, will be also on that night along with the Cactus Blossoms, who we heard from earlier today. So hope that it'll be a good show for you guys. I hope that you get the sound, or not the light show. Jerry is not doing sound there anymore, and I hope you get the
Jerry's
full
not there anymore.
Light show, because that I imagine would be pretty cool with this music. So
that
We'd
would be
that.
Sweet.
Yeah,
we don't
we
usually
don't get,
have
yeah,
a light
we don't
show.
Get those, really.
You might get one
tomorrow.
Gotta
stay focused.
Don't get too distracted.
Are there pyrotechnics too? Like, can we shoot things off? Like,
you know,
fireworks?
I haven't been there in a while. I don't know if it's changed. So
dang. Okay, we'll brainstorm.
If enough people come, I'll put a bottle rocket inside my base.
There you go. You heard it here first from Pat. Just don't blow it up.
I thought you were going to say something else besides your base for a second.
Oh, come on! It's the radio.
I didn't say anything bad.
Thank you, Pat, for being FCC compliant over here.
You're welcome.
Let's do one more song.
All right. This last one is called April.
Mm-hmm.
fetch the northern star for you, brighter than those dancing lights. Look for me moving through the sky. Between decisions that won't let me breathe. The edge of this corner cut deep as it tore from winter to spring like a river's roar. Push on through, they can't wait anymore. Time changes a face, but the eyes are the same. The sun laps us again, and some things remain.
There we go, Humbird with April from Pharmakon, Siri Unlin on vocals, Pat Keen, and Pete Quersfeld. Got it, third time's the charm. You nice. Can check them out 9 p.m. on Saturday at Papa Charlie's. And thank you so much, guys, for being here. This was really special and fantastic.
This was so fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna. We got about 5 minutes before we got to do the basketball game. I wanted to play a track from the album and. I'm going to do Wolf Alice.
Yeah. Cool.
So what's the story? This must be another myth that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's a folk tale. It's an old folk tale. I think it's been traced back to areas in Germany. But Angela Carter, who's one of my favorite short story authors, she has a collection of stories called The Bloody Chamber. And one of the stories in there is called Wolf Alice. And I read that story and was just completely enchanted by it and ended up writing a song that sort of maps the trajectory of Wolf Alice as she's taken away from her family of wolves that raise her and civilized by a village. But I thought it was a really apt metaphor for talking about how women experience like the constant pressure to be a certain way, the civilizing of women's bodies that's ongoing and the control of them.
Hmm.
Yeah, it felt like a way to talk about that experience without necessarily being politically motivated, and more just exploring what that feeling is like for for a lot of people.
So, using a classic story for something in a new purpose there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's a really powerful thing about folk tales, fairy tales, or legends, or mythology. You can read those stories, and they're so relevant depending on how you interpret them. Those themes were there 200 years ago, too. So
cool. Thank you so much, Humbert, for being on the air, all three of you. This is Wolf Fallis.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, man.